Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
That's Terry Stafford bringing this back. That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on our show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. He's ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Naked Truth About Great Speeches, about giving great speeches, and also The Naked Truth About Selling. Speakforyourself.com. Did I say that right, Karen?
Absolutely.
And you invite all kinds of stuff mm-hmm. there that will help you put your best foot forward. She's the best at helping you with this. She's telling us about a story, folks, about a man that she met, who's been an ambassador all around the world. He was representing the Hebrew University, and he wanted to meet someone. He wanted to meet Karen because, for one thing, she was Albert Einstein's cousin, and when she met him, she being the professional that she is, he wanted to meet her, but she made him answer the questions, and she asked him what three things have you learned as you've served your country and done your job around the world. He said, I don't have three things, I have five. Give them to us again, Karen. Let's talk about them.
Okay, five crucial factors for power conversation. Number one, education. Number two, education. Number three, education. Mm. And number four, curiosity. And number five, respect.
So I guess most people would say, well, duh, sure, education. But why do you think he mentioned it three times? Wouldn't two have been enough?
I was curious about that, and that, of course, is also on the list. And here's my take and what we talked about that day. Education comes in a lot of different formats. It comes when you get a higher degree, go to a college setting. And it comes from listening to your interviews on this network over the years. It comes from reading online newspapers. It comes from listening to your friends. It comes from learning from your job. And it comes from saying yes, which allowed me to give that great presentation in Montreal for those that listened to the first part of the mm-hmm. segment. So education comes in a lot of different formats. But what I think it really means is to be prepared for mm-hmm. whatever it is you're doing. When you walk into the door of giving a presentation, being prepared, knowing who the audience is, knowing what it is they want to hear. In our small business world, it's knowing who's going to buy whatever it is you're selling or mm-hmm. what is your value proposition. Education comes in the context of learning all about what it is that you are representing. I think it does get three out of the five.
When I look at that list, when I think of that list, through education, I think of my formative education. I think of my professional education. That's the second one. And in life, education about life. And then I think about being a lifelong learner. I think the third one to me means being a lifelong learner. Cato, the great philosopher, said when he learned Greek at 85, somebody said, "Why are you doing this? You're 85 years old." He said, "It's the youngest age I have." And so that's the way I think of that. But now, curiosity was number four.
Ask questions. Be curious. Again, a part of your being a lifelong learner, it dovetails right into that. Curiosity means you don't have all the answers. How can we continue to learn by asking questions? And it's how I had the most delightful conversation with this ambassador. I kept asking him questions. I didn't come in there saying, I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. And to stay curious means that you'll continually learn and
I'll tell
grow.
You, if you, the only thing that saved me in my life has been my curiosity. Because, you know, I've got a strong personality. I know that. But my curiosity has made me back that off and say, okay, ask the question and listen. If you want to know the answer.
You and I have talked on this program about another important aspect of communication, and that's listening.
Yeah.
And that happens when you are curious and you ask questions. They don't even have to be good questions.
Right.
Just ask questions, and then you keep asking questions. And so you go 3D.
Right.
You ask question one, and then the person says something. Then you ask, well, what does that mean? And then you keep asking questions.
Yep.
And curiosity will create a wonderful, powerful conversation
I consider my strongest attribute that has benefited me in life is a pathological curiosity. What about the last one, respect?
Respect. Vital. Respect means that no matter what the other person is saying, that you will respect what they're saying and you will listen. It goes
even if you disagree with them. How are we going to get more of this in America? Where have we lost this, Karen? How have we lost this?
We're
losing it, aren't we?
And what one has to do is shut up and listen and try to understand. Try to understand everybody's viewpoint.
How about this, Karen? You're not wrong. You're just different. I'm not wrong. I'm just different.
We have to respect
others.
What's
wrong with that?
And
I need your website again, Karen.
SpeakForYourself.com, F-O-R, SpeakForYourself.
SpeakForYourself. Hey, Karen, great job. I'm still jealous you got to do this. If you meet him again, you got to call me so I can come down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.